Joe from Righteous Pups Australia.
G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Very good, thank you.
You sound different this morning.
Yes, I'm still at work. It's been a little slow going with our Labradors this morning.
You're very busy.
Yes, yes. And with the rain, it makes it even more fun.
It's an interesting topic this morning. It's crime and punishment. I know you got a message from Mary and Tim from Harcourt, and they've got a bit of a naughty chocolate Labrador. So they need your help, Joe. What can you tell them?
Yes, and I tell you what, I know Labradors, so this is close and dear to my heart. Tim and Mary raise a really great question. How do we deal with our dogs when they do naughty things? What works and what doesn't work? And science at the moment is bringing out some really interesting studies on exactly this whole concept of punishing. Now, as a dog trainer, I started many years ago, and the vogue was back then correction chains. I even know of dog trainers that train their dogs basic obedience through using shock collars. So there are lots of things on the market that tend to give a punishment and a painful punishment to a dog. Now, having been in the industry for quite some time, I can tell you, and now backed up with science, a lot of that stuff just does not work, not even close. So when we talk about correction chains, for example, a correction chain was a very common thing used in training. If your dog didn't sit when you asked your dog to sit, then you would give your dog a pop of the correction chain and basically require the dog to sit. Now, if you ask any vets, your local vets, how many dogs they've seen over the years that have had issues with their windpipes as far as crushing sensation or weakening sensation, it really does do a lot of damage to the dog because you have to know how to use it effectively. And the problem with that is even really good trainers, they don't necessarily get the timing right. So using those type of apparatuses, not only are you physically hurting the dog in the moment, but you can cause long-term damage. So we don't even use correction chains anymore because they're just not effective. It also, with a lot of punishment, even the yelling and screaming at dogs, you know, and I've done it all, yelling and screaming at dogs, all that does for a dog is make that dog, they can't take off, so they can't use their flight instinct. They can't bite you because that's more trouble. So they're forced in this freezing moment where cortisol is flooding their system, creating anxiety, creating stress, creating ill health for the dog. But also, and pivotally, it breaks down the bond you have with your dog. You become this unpredictable person that they don't know whether or not that you're going to fire up at any moment, and it just is not effective. Electric collars, they are actually horrible, and again, most people don't know how to use them properly, so it causes long-term pain to the dog, and also, again, breaks down bond. A lot of those things, hitting your dog, that just makes you unpredictable and your dog's not sure what to do in those scenarios. So I'm going to tell you the scientific best way, best practice for working with your dog. Firstly, if you don't catch your dog doing the behaviour within 3 seconds of the behaviour happening, you've lost your window and anything you do in that moment is just going to mean nothing to the dog. You'll be correcting the dog for a behaviour that it's done 3 seconds after that and then you don't get the link. So when your dog's done something wrong, the first thing is to work out why. You know, why has the dog done this? What were the reinforcers for the dog to do this? Like, for example, getting into a garbage bin. Obviously, we get nice little tidbits. So remove the garbage bin or set your dog up, maybe put a water bottle, a water balloon in the top of the garbage so that the dog goes into the garbage, gets a fright, and has learnt by their own experience rather than by something that we're pressing on the dog. So a few little tips, but I promise you science is telling us now punishment does not work.
Good stuff, Joe. It's something that we talk about just about every week. It's all about rewarding good behaviour for changing patterns, isn't it?
Exactly right. And working out why.
Yes.
Why is your dog doing this? Because then you can change it.
Good on you, Joe. If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentrevictoria.com.au. You'll see the dog spot page. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again next Saturday morning, 8:15.
Have a good weekend, everyone.